I'd like to call this evening's city council meeting to order for January 24th, 2012. And if you would recall, roll call please.
What is going on?
Here.
Hedeback.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Ham.
Present.
Davis.
Present.
Campbell.
Here.
Hanford.
Here.
Please join me for the flag. I pledge allegiance to the law of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First, under announcements this evening, I'd like to read a proclamation. Before we do that, I want to invite members of the community, those in attendance here this evening, council members, staff, to a 5K run that will be taking place here on January 29th in memory of staff and defenders, and whereas correctional officers often must perform their work under adverse and hazardous conditions while continuing to meet the high standards set by their profession and the expectations of the public, and whereas correctional officers often perform outstanding services to their communities outside the scope of their normal responsibilities in times of need and crisis, and whereas Officer Jamie Bendel served with the Washington State Department of Corrections for 8 years and was nominated in 2008 for Correctional Officer of the Year in recognition of her integrity and professionalism. And whereas, tragically, on January 29, 2011, the Monroe Correctional Complex, the Washington State Department of Corrections, and the residents of the city of Monroe lost a beloved daughter, sister, friend, and a peer. Therefore, I, Robert G. Zimmerman, Mayor, do hereby proclaim January 29, 2012 as Correctional Officer Jamie Bendel Day, a day of remembrance. And I call upon all residents of Monroe to join me in recognizing with honor and respect her contribution to our community and commitment to her duty, and to reflect on her ultimate sacrifice. Please join together in praying for her family, friends, and peers, that they shall have peace in knowing that she now rests in the protective arms of God above, and that the memory of her life and service shall not be forgotten. All right. Okay. We'll move on here. The next this time of our meeting is set aside for comments from citizens. The opportunity for citizens to speak to the city council on any issue except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. Would please ask that you provide your name, record for the, or name and address for the record. And we'll make your time for 5 minutes. I've seen the sign-up sheet. I think a couple people did, if I'm not mistaken. With that said, we'll open up the mic to the members of the audience. Get your name and address for the record if you would.
My name's James Dumont, 2216, Brookport Drive, Lake Stevens. Here I have a copy of Letter of Marijuana Moratorium. This is actually from Michael Keel. This is their guidelines that they've set out. We're not more ready on the way to school than we are. As you notice, the first page there, there's some things crossed out. That was on the bottom there. They have been updating it, and they don't have their updated one out. There's actually a way out there showing where they allow, where they don't. I do believe that Monroe is a great place to have one. Patients need a place to obtain their medicine. It's no different than any pharmacy. By not allowing these, you're pretty much saying you want to be able to handle it, you should be giving it to kids and everybody else. These places give a safe haven. The only thing there is medical marijuana. Only give the patients that have authorizations. Authorizations are always checked if they're doing their business correctly. By not allowing this, you basically say you don't have drug dealers, you have your street corner, you're giving it to kids, and they also have everything. You know, the street corners give them everything. These places are all ran by good people. Yes, there are bad apples within any industry. We see a lot of news, unfortunately, those are the ones that get the public fly. But there are, right now in City Seattle, there's well over 200 of these. Do you see anything about the other 200 out there?
No.
You just see a couple of bad apples that show up. And we're going to see that in the industry. You have it demolished. Ours are no different. Ours are being kind of dragging. So I don't see a reason why Monroe needs to set a moratorium out. I see more being set for zoning, keep away from childcare facilities, meaning daycares, schools, such and such, just of that nature, so no childcare facilities needed. Needs to keep with state law, where it's on-site, on-site. State law states that we cannot have these, or say, in public thoughts. Not very long ago, they're involved. I don't see why the city of Monroe cannot allow to have a few of them here. Michael Keel's got 3 of them. Their city's half the size of the city. I appreciate you guys' time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience this evening who would like to address city council at this time? Okay. All right, thank you again, sir. Appreciate your comments. With that said, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Councilmember Gary?
A motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All right, thank you. Motion has been made by Councilmember Gary to approve the consent agenda, and seconded by Councilmember Camp. Councilmember Williams?
Yeah, I was wondering, thank you, Mayor. Could we get just an update on item 6 of kind of where that overall project is?
Okay, we'll need to pull that. So,
I'll amend the motion to approve consent agenda items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, and 8.
And second, we'll accept the amendment.
Accept it.
Thank you. All right, then with regards to items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. With regards to item 6,
Just what that's involving, what the improvements are going to be that needed that parcel land.
Is we were realigning the both sides of main over there across the US Street line up that are offset now.
That's the 2 lanes to 3 lanes.
That's right. And also increase putting in dedicated right turn lane for people going east down on Highway 2, so we don't back up so far. Making a dedicated right lane charge in order to shift everything over, meaning you get the extra right away from Jack in the Box and Pennsylvania.
all completed, yes.
It's also 100% done, and we have two finished that, and that will be off the board, I think, in February.
Okay, that was the only question, so I'll make the motion to approve consent agenda item number six.
Second.
All right, motion's been made by Councilman Williams, seconded by Councilmember Evan to approve consent agenda item number six. It was open for discussion here, so any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, moving right along here, we do not have an executive session tonight scheduled pertaining to potential litigation. So anyone here thinking about maybe the case will not be, that will be postponed until first meeting in February. However, we do have an executive session tonight pertaining to the pricing of property. So Administrator Bradford, do you have the RCW for that?
I do. RCW 42.30.110(1)(c).
All right, that is specific to the pricing of property. So with that said, I believe we will need about half an hour, Mr. Sacks?
I think that's fair.
Okay. All right. And we will be going into executive session at this time. With that said, I would have to ask the members of the audience to wait out in the hall. Appreciate your hearing, so. Okay, we're back in regular session. Thank you to those in the audience for your patience there. There is no action expected at this time from council, so we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. That would be the procurement card program and Diane Nelson.
Before you make the proposal to join the state's purchasing contract, like I was saying, you guys have credit cards, but instead of using those credit cards, we're using procurement cards. They look and feel the same, except there's more restrictions with a procurement card and the big bonuses you get if you make that. So, that's the big difference. And it's a state that has negotiated a contract with U.S. Bank for this procurement card, and because we're members of the state council, we can back off of any the contract that they do, and we use their purchasing card for leverage when we're negotiating contracts. So, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Councilmember Porter.
Thank you. Diane, I see on this form that you list that we need 110 of those purchasing cards. Am I reading this right?
I just put that as a wild guess because ultimately, really, initially we're going to ask for about 20.
Okay.
And, but ultimately, because they are name specific, we may want more. It depends on each department is different the way they make their purchases. Some departments restricted as well purchasing each department. Other departments, because like the guys out in the field, they're running into like Lowe's or whatever, have all our parts and all. And so they want the more widespread, but lower.
Right, lower numbers.
And so I just.
Okay.
Yes.
That seemed like a lot to me. I look at it because, you know, 110 of those purchasing cards at $5,000, you had estimated that was the monthly, that's a $555,000 liability that you possibly might have open in 1 month. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's huge for a city the size of...
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
We're going to have real tight restrictions. So we're going to sit down with managers and department heads and then go through each individual employee and what their policy is. And the beauty of these cards is you can restrict how much is the total of the card
on
a day per purchase. And because it's a computerized real-time program, we can go in and change it anytime. We can go ahead and stop.
Okay. And then the corporate cards, that was just an estimate of 20 also?
Yeah, they don't have as good of a rebate rate as the purchasing cards, but sometimes they're easier to use for travel reservations.
Okay. So that was my question about, and they are name attached.
Yes.
And do you, I know you have credit cards right now, do you have policies where like a director might have obviously more purchasing power, they might have more of a limit than someone who's a... are there any fees attached to doing it this way, to the cards? None?
No fees. The requirement is that we be a member of the purchasing co-op, which we have been since the beginning of time, because that's how we get all our vehicles. We use the state negotiated cost for vehicles, and we think back on our state contracts. So, because we're already a member, no fee for us.
Okay. Okay. That was my questions. Thanks.
Anybody else?
Motion to approve, can you read the signature? I need action.
No, this is authorized by the district of Washington.
Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made by Councilman Cutler, seconded by Councilman Camp. As read, Councilman Cutler did, I'm sorry, I didn't turn your light off there. Somebody turned your light on.
I'm kidding, I turned it.
Okay, no other questions for Diane? And all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Diane, you have the next one too.
Okay, the procurement policies and procedures. This is a policy the city has had in effect for quite a long time and was last updated in 2009, and because it's adopted by resolution, it can only be changed by resolution. Initially, I wanted to update it to add the procurement cards in because legally they're not called a credit card, even though I had that one. So I added that, but I thought, well, since I'm bringing it to you anyway, I asked staff to give me any of their recommended changes. And I can go through the recommended changes if you would like. If you want to say to that, I can just give you a broad overview. The broad overview is that I eliminated some of the forms because we're a little bit form heavy here, and I think it's just more expedient to just turn in the documents rather than have a form on top of the documents and say these are documents. Then there are several places where we upped the cost just because of inflation. It's more efficient. I don't think council wants to be bothered with every little item that we purchase, so we increase the prices a little bit. I'll draw your attention to one big change, though. It is a big policy change, I think. And I personally like this, but this is strictly a council call. And that is on section 424.
That's my
Under purchasing of materials, supplies, and equipment. And down at the bottom, where it says greater than 15,000. Currently, when we do it, it's council approves any big contracts, council approves through the budget process when we go, okay, this year, well, you'll go, why are you spending so much money here? And we'll say, because we want to do these contracts. And so then during the course of council, we'll be able to debate and then say yes or no if it's in the budget. Then during the course of the year, when we actually award the contract, we'll go back for council to go, yes. And you've already approved it. So it's, we've done it. It's just more efficient if we say, if this contract was already approved in the budget, then the mayor and the city administrator can award it. But if it's not in the budget, then it does have to go to council. Mm-hmm. And that's where this is the change. Because it drives the public works manager back, but he has to come to us.
I'm fine with that. I had a question. Somebody has a question about that. I have another question about another section.
Okay, then, yeah, that's basically the changes. So, where your question is, let me answer.
Okay. It's on 4.2, the purchasing limitations. So, number 4 has been changed to 25,000 instead of 10. Am I reading that right?
4.2. Construction.
Just purchasing limitations, the general 4.2.
Yes, yeah.
So that's been changed to 25 instead of 10. Is that
just the market operations, because we know it's in the grand scheme of things that $10,000 contract. Does council really need to review every little one, or do they want to just still coming to the higher level, $25,000.
And I would assume these contracts are budgeted, that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it didn't say it in there, but that's what my assumption was when I read it, that it's budgeted, but we just don't have to come back for approval unless it's over this amount.
It goes without saying, all of these thresholds, it has to be the budget.
In the budget first, okay. And so number three right above it, it says up there up to $10,000, as long as it's, as the contract is consistent with the adopted budget.
Yeah, architectural and engineering services, their state, RCW, they go through a whole different process than all other types of contracts.
Okay.
And
so that's not in conflict with number four, because it says professional services and non-professional service contracts, and then you have right below it service contracts greater than 25.
Yeah, it's not because, I mean, if you bump it up to 25, if you'd like, but the RCWs and all government, they make a huge distinction between services contracts and then architectural and engineering. It's a whole category by itself, and there's a whole process by itself.
Okay. Yeah, I get that where it says engineering services, but then it says professional services and then non-professional services. What's the difference between service contracts and non-professional service contracts?
That's interesting.
We have like service contracts like for our computers and printers.
Okay. And that's not considered a professional service or a non-professional service?
That's
just a service. So there is a whole subsection of just service that's outside that. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that with me. I felt like it was in conflict. Okay, that's it. Thanks, Dan.
Okay. And Councilmember Campbell?
I had the same question, but it's also on number six, too, the 10,000. Because it seemed like 10,000 was just kind of consistent throughout all of those points.
Yeah,
No, I guess my question was why that one and not the rest was... Councilmember Cutback already kind of answered him.
Yeah,
we didn't talk about number six.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. The main thing is the service contracts, because those are all things that are routine and maintenance oriented, and that's what we have a lot of those. And they're in the budget and all, but it's just more efficient if we can just get them through rather than having to bring every little.
Just a little background on the 10,000, because I believe that resolution would. Yeah. The 10,000, I believe, was a resolution that was created or adopted or renewed while I sat on council a number of years ago. And that number was actually brought down to 10,000. At the time, council felt that they wanted to be more involved or have more oversight of all agreements up to or above $10,000. There's no legal requirement, I don't think. This was a council decision that was made several years ago to bring that number to $10,000. Do you remember what it was before that? Because it was higher at the time, if I recollect correctly.
So number four has a higher percentage of contracts that are over 10,000 as well.
Probably. They're just more routine in nature. It's not like we're hiring a consultant to do a study, because that's not routine. These are not things that are more like maintenance.
I just have one more question, Dan. It's on page 12, or it's under the, you have credit cards separated out and then bank issue credit cards. What's, it's on 5.41. So what's the difference between credit cards and bank issued credit cards?
5.41?
Yeah, 5.4.1. Because up under 5.4, you talk about credit cards and procurement cards. You've added in the procurement card language.
Bank issued credit cards are just your regular credit card.
Okay.
As opposed to a procurement card.
also, does it have anything separated out that has procurement cards in? Because see how they're both addressed in the credit card and then you have 4 points?
No, that's on purpose because if we can, we're going to see if we can do our huge purchases through the purchase cards and get a huge rebate. For instance, if we're buying a factor truck or really big, a sweeper or something like that. We want to see what can work for the procurement card.
Yeah, I understand that. I guess I
was wondering what the
You don't want to have, oh, I see. You don't want the $5,000 limit, is what you're saying. Okay. Does there anything that needs to be addressed to say some of them won't have a limit in the policy? I guess what I'm saying is it says credit card, then it talks about bank. It doesn't have a statement at all saying procurement cards will try to be kept to a limit, but there might be some that are, higher limit or just curious.
Yeah, because it's a new program, we didn't want to trap ourselves in anything.
Okay.
We want to see how far we can go with this.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, any questions, Council? So this is actually a motion for the request this evening on behalf of motion to adopt resolution amending procurement policies and procedures for the city.
I make a motion to adopt resolution amending procurement policies and procedures for the city.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made by Councilmember Hamburg and seconded by Councilmember Gary.
The resolution, we probably need to read that into the record too. 20-12-20.
Yes, administrator, read the resolution.
Resolution number 2012-002, resolution of the City Council of the City of Monroe, Washington, amending procurement policies and procedures.
Okay, any other questions? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks, Diane. Okay, moving on to the final items here.
This is a housekeeping matter we do every year, going through appointing city representatives to various boards, committees, forums, and the like. One of the things that we noticed after this cover sheet was put together that we missed putting on there a representative for the library board, so we need to add that this evening as well. And my suggestion would be to start at number A and run down the list, and when we get to council committees, I'd like to talk on that just a little bit.
All right, so do we have any nominees or nominations or anybody you'd like to begin the discussion from Mayor Pro Tem? Councilman Williams?
Thank you, Mayor. Since Councilman Gearing is already Mayor Pro Tem and he's also the most senior member of council, I would like to nominate him to serve again this year.
Honored by that, thank you.
Okay. Do you have a nomination and a second to that nomination? A nomination was made by Councilmember Williams and seconded by Councilmember Hanford. Seeing that nobody else has been put their light and nominate somebody else, it appears we'll take a I believe it's regularly on the third Thursday.
I think I have that in there, yeah.
Third Thursday, I think, March, two or three p.m.
Five p.m.
Oh, wait, okay, then it's five p.m.? Wow, give working people.
And the whole course, the whole, it has to be, yeah, it's at five.
This is our opportunity to voice, you know, the position, or support, on behalf of Monroe residents. We've always had a representative on the community transit board. He's gone back the last 10 years. So all of it up to volunteers.
In the past, has it always been a council member, or has it also possibly been a staff member as well? I'm assuming those staff members aren't interested, which is why it's before us tonight. I think Kate Galloway served in this role. So I know she ended up with a job there. I thought someone else, staff had done this before, but I'm just curious about that. Actually, curious about that for all of these. So maybe not just a question for this one, but I know Councilor Simon did it the last couple of years, but before that, I don't remember who did it.
I did.
We did, okay.
Well,
that's why I don't remember, yeah, because it was him. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure who, after, unless it was Councilor Simon, but I remember when he came.
The last 2 years, right? So there's 07 to 09, I'm not sure who did it, yeah.
Any idea what that was this?
I mean, it says in here it was requested to select one elected official. Elected official and some, yeah. I think this does require.
Oh, on the, right, on that one.
Yeah,
sure, sure.
On the transit board.
On the actual, okay.
Like to nominate Councilmember Ed Davis to sit on the transit board.
Yeah. It's okay to say no.
No, but I think it'd be a good fit.
Let me just say, my initial thought was bingo, that's what I want to be on. Unfortunately, we deal with grant money. They recommended that I not be involved in that particular venture. It's nothing critical, it's just an appearance of
second choice, but I'd like to nominate Council Member Jim Camp to sit on the transit board.
Thank you.
I'll second.
We gotta make sure you.
I won't say no.
As long as you're not gonna say no, then I second that nomination. There we go. There we go.
Now, whether or not you want to choose once you're, if you're...
I have one concern about an appointment, but I think I can adjust it, so... So if I can have a contingency on it. That's the appointment. I have a conflict, so I think I can get away from it in the future, but definitely not this one. Because of the snow.
If he wants to be the person that we have to meet in council where, you know, to there'll be rules of selections and such, and just we need to have someone who represents was one that was actually very, very interested, we might have someone who's an actual, who becomes an actor.
It's just one of them, just wants to help you, it's sweet.
And they can say,
So, the process that, how I remember it is that the board is going to be elected here, where all members, I think, are going to be, so they're not electing the board every year. But there are some, most likely there are going to be some open positions either on the board or as alternates. I served as an alternate on the board when I was on this board. I know that Councilmember Stein did it as well. But I had nominated myself or volunteered, stepped up, and everything like that. It was a level of that kind of stuff. I don't know that. I guess the question really begs to be answered is whether or not the individual who serves or is going to be representing Perot here at these meetings is interested in serving either on the board or as an alternate. So that might determine whether or not you want to go or not. How many members? There are only 9 elected board members. There are how many?
So large cities has 2 members with 2 alternates, medium cities with Monroe is, has 3 members with 2 alternates, and the small cities have 2 members and 1 alternate. Medium cities are Arlington, Lava Lake, Stevensville, Creek, Monroe, Monroe, Terrace, and Monroe.
So from those cities, there are 2 elected members to the board and 1 alternate.
No. 3 members,
3 members,
2 alternates,
and 2 alternates. How many cities do you get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
10. So 5 of the 7 are going to serve, so I guess you can really show up.
Yeah. I'll be an alternate. There you go.
No, you won't be an alternate. No. I'm sure they'll pick from the 6 that show up.
I thought we were looking for someone to go to volunteer, Jim. That's what I thought.
I'll be glad to do it, just so I have this one conflict.
You can't do it.
Yeah, appreciate it. That's all.
Okay, well, let's first vote on the nomination. All those in favor of the nomination for Jim Camp to serve, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Now, is there any volunteer that would like to go to attend the meeting this Thursday night as a representative? I'll let you ponder on that one for a little bit, so we can consult on that.
That's FYI only, right?
We need actual staff. We have staff member to be good.
I guess so.
That's staff and a council member. I think Mr. Councilmember Fry, I believe, is on that one.
And again, it said that historically there was a planning staff member assigned for senior recovery. Is there anything wrong with the actual planning staff member? And is there an issue with doing that this time? Are you looking for a council member to do it?
We'll leave it open for council if they're willing.
In which case, I'll nominate a planning staff member to be determined by the planning department to represent the city on the Senate and recovery forum. We don't need to do anything, well then we'll just have that be a nice little sentence there, then, okay.
Last time on French Creek, I believe staff handled that.
To make it work.
was going to say, I'm willing to do it, but I want to give some else opportunity at first. I know Councilman Williams has a light on, so.
I was going to say the same thing.
If you'd like to do it, but.
I'm willing to do it as well.
All right.
Motion, go for it.
Let's take a vote.
I'll just nominate Councilman Williams then. I'll take care of that right away. Okay. So I saw before, I nominate Councilman Williams to be our representative for the first floor.
Second. All those in favor of the nomination, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Who's that?
Association of Small Communities and Cities and Towns. I don't remember who was on that list.
Well, we have to put your name, I'm sorry.
I believe they've all been the elections took place, I think, on February 16th, and there's no opportunity for the city to, unless somebody can send an email response. I think when we went out in November, December, and if nobody responded, that we won't have anyone. But it's something to keep in mind for next year, if anyone is interested, because it happens before the end of the year, but this year we had some of the news from Councilman.
I don't see that on here.
Trying to address it too soon.
Homeless Health District.
I'll bring it up.
So Homeless Health District has been, in the past, has been held, and had a representative, councilmember. Is that right here? Berger, Councilmember Berger, for, I think, 12 years sat on that position, or on that committee.
The opportunity, if they're interested in that, it's, you know, it's Tuesdays at 3, and then you also serve on a committee, which means one of them meets Friday mornings at 7:30, so it's two meetings a month. It's, you know, a pretty big time commitment. I'm happy to give someone else an opportunity to do that. It'd be, if no one would do it, I would do it. But seriously, if someone is interested, if Councilman Davis is interested, or Hanford, or Gambo.
What would your experience like on the,
Yeah, it's a great experience. It's, you know, all the county council members sit on it, and then representatives from the cities, other elected officials, and Dr. Goldblum runs, you know, a great meeting. Mayor Mark Lamb is the chair, and he does a great job facilitating the meeting. So, good experience.
I'd like to nominate Mark Brett Falbert to continue his role as emergency manager. if we need to do that, otherwise, then I don't, then I think it would be great if you kept doing it.
Well, he is our emergency manager, access to the area at the city, and is very aware. However,
I just was wondering if Councilman Davis would be interested in that. I think that's more probably than any of us, something down his, with his experience, he could really utilize. Obviously, it says, it's not asking for a member, but I don't know, just throwing that out there.
Brad, what's been typically the expectations to serve emergency management?
Last time we had an elected official was when Mr. Brown was. Since then, it's been me. The city is about half now. The elected official was that.
How often? I was trying to find how often.
We're supposed to be here every month. Missed the last couple. We were supposed to have met last week, and we had somebody cancel that meeting, so last time we met was October.
What time are the meetings usually?
I think it's the third Thursday of every other month.
So we'll leave it as a council if there's a volunteer from council. Otherwise, council is comfortable. We are.
There's one item missing off the list that Councilman could have reminded me as well. That's Snohomish County tomorrow. As long as I currently am the representative for the city on that. I didn't see that on this list, and I'm happy to continue to do it. I'm still getting the emails and everything, but I didn't know. It's related to countywide planning policies, and it's elected officials from every other city, incorporated city, come together at the county building, 6 o'clock, the last Wednesday of each month. Not this week because of the AWC meeting. They've postponed to the first Wednesday in February. It's always the last Wednesday of the month, 6 o'clock in the West County building, right on the first floor. So happy to do it again unless somebody else is interested in sitting. Got to meet elected officials from a lot of other cities, and it's countywide planning issues if anybody's interested.
We'll hold that thought. Just go ahead and confirm whether or not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Councilmember Davis was interested or not. If not, we'll move forward with that.
No, I think scheduling problems might be an issue there, so I think it'd be good to go in front of
it. Okay, Ms. Fowler, we'll continue in that role. With regards to Snohomish County tomorrow, as stated, you've been in the role now for a year.
Listed as the alternate on that, and I would like to be removed. Wednesday night is extremely difficult to make a meeting to that. I haven't attended one. I've been listed as alternate. So if someone else would like to be the alternate, or
I'd be more than happy to be listed as the alternate.
Alternate. Councilmember Gamble will be the alternate.
Yeah.
Councilmember Gamble, you said you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Alright, so for Snohomish County tomorrow, appears that we have two volunteers, Councilman Herring as the designee, and Councilman Gamble as the alternate.
Unless you'd like to be the primary, and I can be the alternate.
Very happy with the alternate.
I already have something on Wednesday.
Sure.
And I could cancel if I needed to fill in.
In the event,
yeah.
Awesome.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
Okay, we do need to step back just a second with regards to the French Creek slope. Do you have a council member designate? However, it's a three-member panel, and so we'd like to ask the council designate the operations manager and the finance director as the other two designees for the French.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor of that direction or nomination, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed.
Rodriguez was one of the people doing it, but that's just because I think they put the box right next to her signature. It's Councilmember Steinke.
So we do need two individuals to review the bills and sign off. What's your opportunity?
Sit right next to me.
Sit right next to you.
So that the two of you approve.
Can't the councilmember
nominate?
And I think they just nominate as each other.
Yeah, I will nominate Councilmember Dibbs.
Nominate Councilmember Camp.
I'll second both of those.
Okay, let's get this done. All those in favor of the nominations, say aye.
Aye.
We could have a backup, I think. Or does it matter? It can be any of us, right?
Yes. Okay, I think we're moving on to the City Council Legislative Committees.
Mr. Rizzo might have wanted to set something up. I was just going to do a customer walkthrough last year, so if I can say something first, then I'll kind of do what he did last year.
Thank you. You know, staff is looking at these committees, and because our trend has been to only have three meetings a month, and the fact that we've kind of merged Public Works with the transportation and planning element, we were looking at doing three meetings and taking out the transportation planning element and merging it with the Public Works element. So you have Public Works, Parks and Recreation, and Public Safety on the second meeting of the month. Mm-hmm. If that was something council would be interested in, then we would just have three committees. What that would do, of course, is limit the amount of folks that could serve on those committees.
I saw before, and I'd like to add that in my experience, having been on transportation, actually I've been on all of them, but finance and human resources, for transportation planning, we actually met more than the other one did. So to me, there were specific transportation and planning issues that we were talking about. I think one of the last times we did Public Works was related to the water with Lord's Hill, and before that it was the Dangerous Dogs Ordinance. But other than that, I think those are really, maybe for combining, I think maybe transportation planning is the one you want to keep, and maybe roll that one into it. Or maybe that's what you're saying. I thought I heard you say it the other way, but the transportation planning, at least in my experience, there's been more of those type of topics to talk about than there have been. And maybe that's going to change. Or if we need to combine those two.
Combine the two, yeah. And we can keep the name as far as transportation and planning. That's fine, as long as we roll those other elements into it. And we can wordsmith that and make that work, if that's what council.
Is there a... Now, these were created just before I came out. I think the previous council had created these. I think it was 2005. In this specific one, just looking for a little bit more background on that from the mayor, who was council member at the time, the purpose of Public Works, Parks and Recreation, Public Safety. And there was a reason to split those at the beginning. I'd be curious as to
why those weren't, those two things were more distinct at the time, before we put those back together, just to make sure we're not missing something if you recall.
And I know that, kind of read that from my record, I think at the time we were doing for the public student in perps update, or there was something, there was a transportation plan. There was a transportation plan update, so there was going to be a lot of focus on that. And so not to have too much at one time. So with that said, I thought though, we're going to be, next week, we're going to be, or excuse me, 2 weeks from now, we're going to be discussing some long-range plans, as well as short-range plans, most of which will deal with transportation, but other pieces will deal with parks. So there's going to be a little more focus on those two areas. I'm thinking my idea kind of...
Just my comment is that, you know, we're interested in the city and our functional operation, and we're trying to get, you know, public works, actually transportation is part of public works, and planning is part of public works now. And the idea is to have, you know, we'll better together so that when we do planning, we end up doing the street, the water, the sewer, the store, and all the plans, as opposed to transportation, thinking about one set of things, and maybe he'll just go somewhere else, and then, you know, finish the road project, and come out, you know, through the labor, get it out, and do the public works stuff. So that was the idea, of keeping it together so that we can talk about together, and the transportation and the other utility projects could be discussed together, so that they would be, you know, realistically thought about in the grand scheme of things, as opposed to having it separated out.
So back to your question, to honestly, I don't remember why we separated it out into four, other than we had 4 weeks that we met at the time, and I think people were wanting to serve on the committee, I don't know.
And also, I'm a little hesitant to merge in just from a participation standpoint, being some here. I mean, we can squeeze everybody into three, certainly, and if staff feels the best. Again, it's a council committees, and so if the majority certainly wants to squeeze those together, then, you know, we can. But we should do that before we move through the last...
The point that Brad brought up is very valid, is that we've had a history of committees and ordinance separately and not very often coming together, or not very often coming together on some of the smaller issues or some pieces of the puzzle. And what happens is we end up with a park plan or a transportation plan that potentially have could be a lot of things. So by combining these and having the committees together and having discussions with regards to these together, we'll help eliminate any dysfunction that may exist if it does.
In which case, I'll go ahead and make a motion to combine the transportation and planning and the Public Works, Parks, Recreation, Public Safety Council committees.
Second.
Any other discussion on that? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Councilmember Camp seconded. I'm sorry, Councilmember Gearing made a motion. Councilmember Camp seconded. We've got two low voices on the council now, so.
You're talking about me?
Yeah.
Always my concern.
Okay, the council.
We do need to put people on each one, so that it's all right on time. I'm moving on, sorry, my bad.
I need to go, they hit you over here.
Yep, you can now. You gotta leave your car.
Thank you. I'll just do this.
You just call me when. Give me the signal, I'll be happy to do it.
A little electroshock in the seat.
That's what I'm hearing you like, huh?
Thanks. So with regard to people on each of the committees, the one that I have not been on in my 4+ years are finance and human resources. I'd like to stick myself on there. But what we did in the past is just let's just go down the list, see what everybody's interested in. We can make one big motion with everybody on it. So if everybody's cool with that, Councilman Kennebec, do you want to stay where you want to move to a different? You want to stay with finance?
Stay where I am or?
At the end, if somebody wants to negotiate a switch, do it. Councilman Williams, is there a different one that you want to do or stay with what you have?
I'd like to stay in finance and HR.
I'd like to put myself on that one as well. Councilman Ocamp, is there a particular one you'd like to be on?
The new transportation planning, public works, parks, recreation, and public safety committee.
Councilman Day, is there a particular one or two you'd like to be on?
I did it with that last one. Having to say that.
Councilman Gamble, a couple of spots still on that one, and legislative affairs, either one of those of interest?
Well, I mean, either any of them, to be honest with you, so I'm open to any of them.
So we're gonna make a formal motion, so is there a pick that you have?
I can get passionate about any one of them, Eric. I don't need legislative affairs.
Okay. For money, does it get, Councilman Hanford?
The transportation planning, public works, parks, recreation, public safety.
Anybody else want to serve on legislative affairs? We just have one person. Councilman Davis. Anybody want to switch a lead? Otherwise, we can. All right, so I have legislative affairs, Councilmembers Davis and Gamble. Transportation planning, Councilmembers Davis, Camp, and Hanford. Finance and human resources, Councilmembers Gary, Williams, and Kennebec.
Do I have team for legislative affairs?
And that's been out in the past. Councilman Rodriguez and I did it. Ourselves for 1 year.
Our intention of the, or the hope for the committee is to be able to come back with a recommendation to City Council. And so if you only have two people on the committee and the opinions are split, and there's real no consensus or direction, that could be clearly given to Council. So, and that's what I'm doing.
Councilman Williams said he'd serve on legislative affairs. I think you're
right. Councilman Gary, are we going to be on three?
No, just the legislative and the finance.
Okay. So that would mean that we have an opening on the.
There's three on each then.
Oh, yeah.
So I will make a motion to.
Did you get those?
I'm gonna read them off again. Put Councilmember Davis, Gamble, and Williams on legislative affairs committee. Put Councilmembers Davis, Camp, and Hanford on transportation and planning, public works, recreation, and public safety committee. And Councilmember Gary, Williams, and Kennebec on finance and human resources committee. Look for a second.
Second. All right, motion has been made by Councilmember Gary and seconded by Councilmember Williams. Any other comments, questions? All right. Thank you to each of the members of council who volunteered to serve in these roles. As stated, or I'd like to at least state, our hope as administration would be that during these meetings, the council would try to formulate a recommendation, given that there's three members and the recommendation would be split. That's okay. Similar to what we hear sometimes from the judicial courts, whenever there's a panel, there might be a two positions, as well as an affirming position. So. The intention then is that with those recommendations, council could draw would be able to consider a motion or a matter or an agenda item to get a little more clarity, come to a decision in a little more. On a timely manner, and then having to ask all of the questions of staff a second time in session. So
I assume there's a staff liaison for each of the committees, but it might be you for all of them. Could you just list that on there, like staff liaison committees, whether it's Diane or yourself, just for clarity for me?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, we will then go ahead and take a vote on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Right on. Councilmember reports. Oh, yes.
Mr. Bradley. Thank you, Mayor. It was mentioned, or I mentioned it actually, I represented for the library board, and Brad was doing a little research while we were talking about the other subjects, and apparently Councilmember Bolk just joined those meetings. We don't actually have to have a representative. So we do not have to do that this evening.
However, for purposes of information, the library board meets on the... In case anyone is interested, however, I just want to be sure... I'm sure that an invitation will go out, but I just want to be sure that more than three council members show up at the same time. You see three people there when you're walking up to the door, turn around, and walk away.
See, Mr. President, thank you. That topic reminded me of a question that came up from the director of the library, Betsy. She was curious if council was open to having the meetings posted on our website so that people knew when the library board was meeting, and then any agendas and things like that, if council's open to that being posted.
I'm just curious, isn't it a standard practice that, that we open up the website to this kind of information?
Okay, that is our goal, but I just wanted to confirm that, make sure it was on board.
Councilmember Hinder.
Will you fire up on the reports now?
I am typically up on this way.
Premature, that's fine.
Councilmember Gearing, anything?
Nothing to say, but thank you.
All right.
All right. So the training that we had last week was great. It was good to see Patsy there and Ed. As I had said before, they had the cannabis on their schedule to talk about, and really the only thing they said was, we're not going to talk about that here. So I honestly don't know, you know, if the reason for that was because of the federal laws, and so it wasn't even worth bringing up, or well, I was somewhat disappointed in that, but I wish I had something to report, like I was hoping.
Okay. We do have staff reports. Any additional to the next meeting? Any additional, Jeff?
The city of Monroe is planning to migrate EWAS from exchange based on comprehensive examination of cost capability security of the EWAS system. It is a widely implemented system used by Pittsburgh, Orlando, District of Columbia, the General Services Administration, and a host of other public entities. The city of Los Angeles was in the closing phases of a two-year migration to EWAS. On December 16th, Christmas, the City of Los Angeles placed on a jacked up contract with Google to host their police email system on Google Apps, citing security concerns. The release of this information occurred 2 weeks before our go-live date with Google Apps. All of the migration scripts have been written and tested, see this information, we will have to announce this meeting as follows. The CEGIS policy, criminal justice information system policy, is set by the FBI. The FBI requires that all personnel have access to the CEGIS information undergo a criminal background check. If a police department were to transmit the CEGIS drug information to the FBI, then that would be confidential information from the cyber individual's Google cloud. Google has personnel here with credentials to access emails, even though the emails would be in the U.S., they still have European stuff. And Google cannot conduct, or FBI cannot conduct criminal background checks on all of these people. My recommendation now is that the department continue to use the Microsoft Exchange and try to get a firewall. In the process of negotiating with Google for a refund to the city of $6,000 payment made towards the grass. Right now, it's in a tug of war, as Google claims there are no security concerns. You have to catch the chain of emails that explains how it worked out that the current exchange system is on its last leg. Get a system in place right now, what we have to do if I wanted to double redundancy for the server operating system for licenses would run about $11,000. If I wanted to mirror that redundancy on the server, and the police department and the server here, it would be double. And I just wanted to read my portion of the FBI rule because I did contact the FBI office and I did contact the OAB and I did contact the security.
So when you made a statement in there that you're saying the LAPD, or the city of LA moved into Google Apps except for the LAPD. Is that what happened?
Well, they had separate contract for those city and the police department. And the people, they can make a sign for the police department. My understanding is that the only officers should have a kind of say for the quality to fix the security issues. And we'll be done by this year. We'll be done by 2011, right, last year. However, we will not fix the problems. They did not want to spend any more time making the move to the problem, which they may not be able to fix. So they just decided to end their contract. So IP stuck to use their own system while city for the went for the contracts.
Because the recommendation that I'm seeing here is that we, you know, that we backtrack, we use existing, and then we look at a redundant or upgrading the server. But I mean, I understand, you know, cloud-based services is kind of the way to go. Is there, have we thought about maybe looking at a Microsoft solution in their Office 365, and can, would that meet the requirement?
It doesn't. Right now, according to the FBI, we don't have a cloud solution. We need a Microsoft or a Google Apps that we can use in place of this information. Because what can happen if we ignore those security requirements that I've got and said, oh, well, they're not following the security requirements, so they're going to pressure access to receive this information. And that's what they do. Every couple of years, I have to go through a technical audit, too. And even though, you know, so I have to go through everything generally, yes, or the existing, yes. However, people buy it, so it's just part of computing. This is one technical. Everything is not technical. It saves money, it saves time, it's very secure, but it doesn't meet the FBI personnel security requirements when you refer to the policy as it stands today.
And so, basically, what I'm hearing is that there's a certain percentage of cities that are just choosing to ignore that.
They could be, or they could not be. They could be a workaround is not sending criminal history background information. That's a workaround. Or it could be their warrant information.
I'd be interested in knowing that, you know, component. I guess that, you know, because then the question is, if they're just choosing not to send that information over, you know, how much of an inconvenience would that be for us compared to the cost of paying $22,000 for a new service? I guess I'd be interested to know, the other city, are they just choosing, you know, to ignore it? Or is it, have they processed around it, right?
They, what they said recently was that, they said the enterprise email migration covers 1,500 broadcasting users, including the Pittsburgh Police Department. The director said he was comfortable with Google security, but that Pittsburgh officials will continue to watch developments in LA, where last month the city council decided to cancel a contract, which would have been 13,000 law enforcement personnel to the Google platform. So, again,
all the examples that we're using are kind of larger cities. Are there any other?
There are smaller cities. The state of Wyoming recently went to learn the laws. And the city is so the state of Wyoming the laws. Didn't call Pittsburgh because it was a free
far as I'm concerned, I mean, if we can separate the whole city versus just the police, I mean, I don't think the concerns are with the rest of, see, at least I'm not hearing, I didn't read any here, it looks like you're backing out the whole thing.
I'm not saying I have to back out the whole thing, is because we, first of all, our choice to go to Google Maps was to save money. It saves a little bit of money, it saves staff time, and so now, on top of the money from Google Maps, which is $6,000 for the contract, I still have to purchase the exchange server, which is still, doesn't matter really that much if it's, you know, for the police department and us, but I get $6,000 back, you know, plus we have two systems running.
Cities here that are all in CJIS violation?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're in violation. I can't say that.
Well, I mean, but they have law enforcement using this product. But the FBI, it's specifically for Los Angeles, said, or had, reviewed in Los Angeles, has said that they would not need it if they went to the product. And one of them is the city of Seattle. Have you contacted them?
City of Seattle doesn't use the
I'm sorry, you're on the list.
I'm on the list.
Okay.
Yes, but you're not using the list. You're using, they're not using the email for the
list. Okay.
As far as I'm getting,
since this is essentially it's a governmental policy by the FBI saying that they have this requirement, have they given any indication of modifications or clearances or some kind of action that they can provide?
They revised the policy last year, which did not include anything modifying the policy. So that's why
we're sending CJIS information today. Is it going through our exchange email? And how often do we send that type of information?
I try to get that information, but I'm unable to obtain that information. But I was told that it was a goal that the police department is looking at towards the future that they do send.
because I don't know if it's once a month or 10 times a day, you know, so that's, and then I guess my other question is, why would we care if we had two domains, if we had Google Apps for the city email and we had Google Exchange for the police? What's wrong with that?
Here specifically to IT and zoning, is that we're trying to keep things as minimal as we can in terms of systems and things like that. So we're trying to streamline, and so going originally was a way in which we could streamline as well as city. It could be that council is acceptable or is okay with having two systems. Usually looking at not only this department but others, as well as streamlining our processes as much as we can. But the committee is an example of that as well, is that streamlining that committee, we will eliminate gaps that might occur in the processes and stuff.
And I guess where I'm coming from is, it makes sense to me to move to the cloud, because that's what everybody's doing. I mean, that's just the way things are moving. And so I think that's why council was in favor of moving this direction. If we can't move 100% of the city to Google Apps, and again, that seems like there's some, you know, up in the air questions that still need to be answered, because we've got Google saying bigger cities and you are using us, and the FBI, you know, I'm not sure who's right, I guess. But if that is true, that it's not compliant, we don't have enough information yet to know how much of that information we do need to send. And then the final thing is, splitting it in two might make sense, as opposed to saying throw the whole concept out because we can't use it for, you know, 40% of our employee base. And so I guess I'd like to know, you know, why.
Just information to use e-connectivity, all that type of stuff. I get that. Is there any reason why we couldn't use just, you know, hold on to the server that you know that we have today and only use it for that? Correct. Only for, yeah, I understood. I guess what I'm saying is that So it'll reduce demand or load on it. Make any difference there? That was the, that really should phrase the question. Really, I'd like to see what's the volume, because I think that, I had echo Councilman Williams' comments, that I would like to move forward. I don't want to buy a $25,000 server, because eventually they're going to get this thing figured out. Just drives, I think that just kind of cements our, or at least my thoughts even more, something that we're shooting for a goal. I think we can shoot for that goal in the future, because I think this is going to play itself out. So that would be my thoughts.
That was really the point of bringing this to council, to kind of get some feedback, because, you know, it was our goal to go this direction, and then last minute, this issue popped up, and it was a big issue in the police department.
Assuming that the server doesn't go down, is there some purchasing agreement or some time limit on this type of decision? I guess what I'm asking is there a contractual agreement that says if by April 1st we have not completed X, we'll pay you $1 million to a third party, something like that? No. Okay. It would be helpful for me if I had more information on volume, the number of CJIS requests are going out, and how the police are using it, typical volumes for the city, things like that. And also, as a comparison, if we were to go to, rather than getting a $25,000 server to handle the entire city, if we had an interim server as a possibility just to handle police and see just the FBI component, and to go to Google. Alternatives like that would be helpful to get a better handle on this, because not only does it sound like a cloud computing, it sounds like we're dealing with kind of a cloud right now in terms of trying to make a decision. So that's my point. Thank you.
$22,000 to $25,000, I'm assuming, is the price tag to migrate 100% of the city and buy enough disk space and everything else. So if we're only talking about the police department, what do those numbers look like? Now, see, we exchange licenses?
Yeah, we exchange server licenses.
That number drops in half then, roughly in half.
That's right again.
Thanks. Are there 50 people sending this type of information? I guess that kind of, those kind of statistics would be, you know, good as well, if this was just to be set up specifically for this only, and the rest of the police emails could be switched over to Google Apps. So those kind of numbers as well, it would be helpful in making a decision. I mean, in which case you don't need 50 email addresses, and much smaller, much less money for licenses,
if it, maybe it's just used for that. And then we're saving our money by switching, by moving everybody else over, so that'd be helpful to sort of, you know, small business server.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, something much more affordable.
Alicia? Fairly clear direction? We'll be looking forward to talk about. But to be fair, how long did you put that information together? The 7th agenda is fairly light, but you know, it's only 2 weeks, so I want to be sure.
Which doesn't make any sense, though. There are other potential annexations that we have, which will have run into the same issue, such as Robin Hood, so strategizing about that, if we could have that, perhaps let's say session, maybe it's just an update, but some sort of information regarding that again would be great. It's a silly anomaly in our town, so thank you.
Anything further on the agenda? Okay. I have nothing further to report at this time. We do have the need for an executive session pertaining to personnel. Ben, how long do you think? Okay, with that said then, we'll go into executive session, and the ICW for that is
42.30.110.1G to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee.
Anything else from council? A motion to adjourn would be
second.
So a motion has been made by council member Hedebank, seconded by council member Hanford to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Message.
Tell